are listening to the Way of Truth broadcast, which originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin A. Craig speaking. We're thankful that you're tuned our way, and we invite you to stay with us. We're opening our service with a selection, We Will Behold the King.
Deep in the night, the angels were heard singing a sweet melody.
What a time that will be. And beloved, you need to prepare to meet him in peace, for he is coming. Heavenly Father, we thank you today for the privilege of sharing the gospel with his precious people. Wherever our program is reaching, we're praying the Holy Spirit will accompany it and will make it a blessing to each and to every heart. We thank you for your love in giving your only begotten Son so that we could be saved and behold the King. So bless our broadcast and bless our congregation. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. We continue with the selection when the roll is called up yonder.
When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound, its harp shall be no more, and the morning brings eternal bright and fair. When the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
Our subject today is entitled, When People Scoff About the Lord's Return. But before I get into the message of this thought, I want to bring you a few points about false prophets. The late Harold Champion predicted the very day that Christ would come in 2011. And we understand that he spent millions of dollars spreading that message. And of course, we know 2011 came some years ago, and Jesus Christ did not come. Now, Edgar Wisnant, a former NASA engineer, wrote a book entitled 88 Reasons Why the Rapture Will Take Place in 88. He put two figures together. Whenever the Jews became a nation again, which they did in 1944, and a fig tree that budded, supposedly represented one generation. And he said in Bible times, a generation was 40 years. So he put the two 44s together, and he came up with 88. And he said that the rapture would take place sometime between September 11 and September 13 in 1988. And there was about 4.5 million of that book sold in bookstores and so forth. Also, we're told that he gave away 300,000 to ministers free of charge. But we know that 1988 came and passed, and there was no rapture. It may well be that these kind of false prophets, Ellen G. White, over 100 years ago, was speaking in the state of Michigan, and she said, "There are people that are living here today, hearing my voice, that will be living when Christ comes." And I say that was more than 100 years ago. So it may well be that these skeptics and these scoffers are being influenced by these false prophets who make these predictions. I don't know how many times Herbert Armstrong predicted the coming of Christ, and he's dead like all these others are. And we are still living today, and Christ has not come yet. But remember, scoffers do not change the Word of God. I'm going to read from 2 Peter for a text for our thoughts today. 2 Peter chapter 3. This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, that ye may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and of the commandments of us the apostles of the Lord and Savior, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers walking after their own lusts and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. For this they willingly are ignorant of that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the waters and in the waters, whereby the world that then was being overflowed with water perished. But the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto the fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promises, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Now we have a wonderful promise from the Lord Jesus that he would come again. He gave us the promise first of all. He said, I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go, I will come again. So we read in John 14 and 3. A promise made by angels also, as Jesus ascended up from the earth, there on the Mount of Olives, into heavens, and the disciples stood there looking, and a cloud caught him out of sight. A couple of angels spoke to them and said, this same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven. Acts chapter 1 and verse 11. Now, we're not to understand that he's coming in a physical body. He left that physical body behind when he became the first fruits of them that slept. What we're talking about here, or what the angels were talking about here, was suddenly and unexpectedly. And Peter addresses this to the scoffers also. And he lets them know that their scoffing does not change the truth of the Word of God. Now, we see here by Peter's words that it was necessary for him to remind them again. In the earlier part of this chapter, he makes some reference to that. And in the first chapter of 2 Peter, he reminds them of the fact that Christ would come. And now here again in 2 Peter 3:1-2, we read, "This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance." So Peter was reminding them again of the fact, even though there would be scoffers arise, that Jesus Christ would come again. Now, "For we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of this majesty," at 2 Peter 1:16. "We heard the voice from heaven saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him." Therefore, they need to continue steadfast in the apostles' doctrine. So we read in Acts 2:42, and so do we. We need to be sure we are not led astray by false prophets or by those who scoff, but we stand by the truth that we find in the Word of God. What are they saying? Where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, that is, died, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. 2 Peter 3:4, one of the verses of our text. What if some did not believe? Shall their unbelief make the faith of God without effect? God forbid. Yea, let God be true, but every man a liar. So we read in Romans 3:3-4. "For this they willingly are ignorant." God created the world. God sent the flood because of the sins of the people. And the flood is evidence of the certainty of God's word. Even if it took 100 years to build the ark, God's word remained the same. The ark was built, Noah and family went in, and the floods came, and the peoples of the earth were destroyed. Now, their desire is not, I'm talking about the scoffers now, their desire is not to determine truth, but to justify their lifestyle. And many people are doing the same today. But beloved, scoffing at the second coming of Christ is not going to wipe away the wrongdoings of the people. Only the blood of Christ can wipe away the sins of the people and make you prepared to meet the Lord in peace. Remember that God is not affected by time. Unlike many, God is not a creature of time. He doesn't have birthdays. With the Lord, one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are as one day. So even though from creation to Peter's time, though it was thousands of years, yet the word of God was true. The first promise of a Savior was given thousands of years before it was actually fulfilled. But that doesn't change the fact that when the time came, the promise was fulfilled. Now we read in Acts chapter 17. I'll begin reading here with verse 29. "For as much then as we are the offspring of God, we are to think that the Godhead is likened unto gold or silver or stone, graven by art's man, art and man's devices. And the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. Now notice this, verse 31. Because he hath appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained. And of course, that man that God had ordained was Jesus Christ. Now we turn over to the book of Revelation. In the 20th chapter of Revelation, we read here from verse 11.